Proclamation number 0353 of 29th of March, 1938. The world endangers the salvation of souls. Nothing is more dangerous for you than the world with its temptations, which want to pull you again and again into the whirlpool of life, where you then forget the Lord and your actual destiny. In the foreseeable future, an epoch granted to you in grace will be completed, in which you have been given sufficient knowledge of the will of the Creator through trials and tribulations. Whether you have now made use of this time, is the question the Lord will one day ask you at the end of your days. Because nothing happens in vain, so also your further life on earth will still bring you enough hints. But man is in the habit of directing all his activity only towards worldly things and of taking little notice of the divine care. Therefore, it will also become more and more difficult for him to get into contact with the divine spirit. A human will never be able to grasp the miracle of creation. How much less will he realize that he can develop himself to the highest, to the image of God, if he himself has only the will for it? If you become servants of the world, then you will never ever be able to do so. But if you let go of this and its temptations, then you enter into a bright state, which offers you incomparably more than what the world can ever offer you. Therefore, take care of your soul's salvation. Take note of God's instructions, and above all receive them into your heart. Then the soul will imperceptibly free itself from all earthly things that still seem desirable to you now. It will become free from the fetters of earthly desire and will of itself be left to a higher will, and what spiritual pleasures it then offers itself replaces those of the world a thousand times over. Yes, the gifts of the Spirit alone will only appear desirable to you. You separate yourselves from everything that still holds on to your soul, and frees its way upwards. In thoughts about the hereafter, in good and noble living, in striving for truth and in working in love, you will from now on spend your life on earth. Rid of the worries of everyday life, you will receive many spiritual messages, directly and indirectly, if you only pay attention to your thoughts, to the inner voice and to everything that informs you of the work of creation of the Heavenly Father. For none of His children has been created by the Father without the ability to recognize. The idea of eternity can be awakened and brought to life in everyone who only raises his heart to the Father of the All and turns to Him asking for His grace. And will recognize everyone who has only the good will to do what is right and corresponds to the will of the Heavenly Father. The Lord Himself leads these from the bustle of the world to Himself into His heavenly kingdom. Amen.